This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is not perhaps going to be surprising, but after years of growth, industry predictions for the number of international visitors coming to the United States are down this year a lot, nearly 2 million fewer people, with a cost to businesses of almost $2.5 billion. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra has more on that story.
One of the spots tourists flock to in New York City is Grand Central Station. You'll often find them in the main concourse, craning their necks to look at the green ceiling dotted with tiny golden stars, or standing on the marble staircase looking down as hundreds of New Yorkers run to catch their trains. That's where I found 29-year-old Luis Bichada and 30-year-old Vitor Saiki from Brazil, taking selfies. Saiki said they'd just gotten to New York.
We're going to stay here for 5 more days, and then we're going to Boston, and then we go back to Brazil.
Bichada said they flew to the United States on a Mexican airline, and having heard President Trump's stance on Mexico and his call for tighter immigration rules, they were a little worried.
We don't know how we're going to people in the immigration center will receive us. So, but it was okay. They made some questions, but it was normal.
Bichada says now they're glad they came, but it looks like some people may not take that chance. Adam Sachs is president of Tourism Economics, a travel research firm. He says the latest data shows that flight bookings, travel searches, and other indicators of interest in U.S. travel have dropped.
And so all of these together are painting this picture of a shift in travel patterns away from the U.S.
One factor could be the strong dollar, but Sachs says the political environment is a bigger issue. Based on his research, he attributes the drop to Trump's America First rhetoric, his talk about a border wall with Mexico, the travel ban, the notion of extreme vetting.
It conveys a position of unwelcoming, and so that's affecting potential travelers.
Some of those travelers are worried they'll pay for airfare, hotels, and everything else, and then they won't be allowed into the country. Nikolai Chen Nielsen is 30, and he's a Brazilian-Danish citizen working as a consultant for McKinsey in Dubai. He talked to me from overseas. He and his wife were planning to visit friends in the U.S. this summer.
We had all the dates planned.
But Nielsen's wife is a Swedish-Iranian citizen, and with the travel ban, they don't know if they'll be allowed in. He says a round-trip ticket from Dubai could cost $1,500.
The whole notion of planning a summer holiday and getting that canceled, that's the biggest impediment for me. Then I'd rather use the week visiting friends somewhere else in Europe or visiting my family in Denmark.
Other travelers are staying home as a form of protest. Grant Hader Menzies is 52. He's a Canadian-American citizen and an author, and he'd been planning a book tour through the U.S. From his apartment in Vancouver, he tells me he canceled the trip.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't envision going across the border when my Muslim friends can't.
Cities like New York, which brought in 12.7 million international visitors last year, are taking any potential drop in tourism seriously. Right now, the city's expecting 300,000 fewer foreign travelers in 2017 and estimates that'll cost about $600 million in lost sales. Fred Dixon is CEO of the city's tourism marketing agency, NYC & Company.
Every day people are making decisions about where they're going to go. And if they choose, you know, not to pick New York for their 2017 holiday, you know, we'll have to wait and try to get them again next year.
NYC & Company is rolling out what it calls the New York City Welcoming the World marketing campaign in the UK, Mexico, Germany, and other countries.
It was very important for us to remind people that if you do come to New York, you're going to have a great time.
First, the city has to convince people to come. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.